So hi, this is Evan Center of Center Counseling, back for another teen tidbit. Today I'm going to talk about emotional tolerance. And I've been thinking a lot about emotions lately. I don't know if it's spring or what's going on, but people seem to be pretty emotional in my life, not just in my practice right now, but in my life. And I've been thinking about the emotional life of teens and of their parents. And man, oh man, are there a lot of emotions flying around during adolescence. Teens are often experiencing emotions that are more intense than they have ever experienced before. And it's not the hormones. It is part, however, of their developing brain. It's normal, but it's often not very fun. And teenagers catch flack from adults for being too emotional or for being too hormonal. And then they also feel off-kilter themselves. And they want their feelings to go away and be less intense, and they try with all their might to push the feelings down, only then to have them come squirting out their ears, often in the form of anger toward those around them or painful feelings and views about themselves. And this is so painful for parents to experience and to watch. I know that you guys do not like getting your teen's emotional vomit sprayed all over you. And it doesn't feel good, and it feels personal. And teenagers are really good at making it feel personal. And no matter the discomfort for you, you really don't like knowing that they're going through such a rough time. But here's the deal. Emotions are just emotions. They are not good or bad. They are just part of the deal. They're information. They are part of what makes our lives so rich and makes deep intimacy possible and also so vulnerable. If we as parents can start to see our teens' emotions with some distance and perspective and help them shift how they see their own emotions, it can start to lessen the power of the storm and make the usefulness of all sorts of emotions really clear and their power less threatening. And let me be clear, this is not about decreasing emotions or not having them. It's about learning to notice them, experience them, and not fight them. Crying is not bad, nor is it necessarily good. It's simply an expression of a felt experience. Sadness is not necessarily good or bad. Sometimes, though, it is necessary, and often it is appropriate. If we try to push it away, we are negating an important piece of our experience. And one of the paradoxical things that I have found over the years, particularly with anxiety or with sadness, is that the more we try to get rid of it, the more rooted it becomes. It fights back. It holds on. It deepens. Whereas, if we can simply notice the sadness and allow ourselves to be present with it without trying to make it better, it dissipates more quickly. Likewise, if we try to grab hold onto happiness, we stop being present with our experience and with our happiness, and the experience, and because of our fear of losing the happiness, we diminish its power and our own ability to fully experience it. So, how as a parent do we cultivate this understanding in our teens? One way is to try to make things better, One way is to not try to make things better or solve problems when they're down. As a parent, it can be really hard to just sit with and empathize with your teen's pain. But often, that is so much more powerful than helping them figure out how to solve the social situation that seems to be at the root of their sadness. Plus, have you ever experienced anger or pushback from a teen when you suggest a solution? Yeah? Well, maybe we should take that information and maybe we should all listen and stop trying to solve their problems. The goal of adolescence is, after all, for them to start learning to solve their own problems so that when they're off on their own, they'll be okay. Obviously, sometimes they do need your help, but sometimes they just need your empathy. Also, rather than engaging when your teen gets mad at you, think about going deeper, both inside yourself and with them in your relationship. Note their anger verbally, and for you inside of yourself, take a deep breath and remind yourself that it's not personal. Even if it seems really personal, it usually is not. Give yourself permission to walk away if you need to, but don't engage and don't escalate in the anger. Look for what's behind the anger. Usually it's deep sadness or fear or hurt or shame. And go there if you can. And if you can't, don't make it about the anger. Be the bigger person. It's about the relationship, and you have the power over how you engage in the relationship. Finally, as a parent, find ways to model a healthy relationship with your own emotions. You don't need to squash your own emotions. And pause when you feel angry and figure out what's behind your own anger. There's usually something there. And then talk about that. Don't be afraid of your own sadness. Cultivate a family culture of acceptance rather than fear around experiencing and expressing emotions in healthy, non-aggressive ways. As in, it's okay to be angry or sad or anxious or excited right now, but it's not okay to yell at me or slam doors or skip school or ignore your responsibilities. Find ways to talk about emotions with your kids, particularly when they're not being emotional. Teenagers are notorious philosophizers, and they will engage, believe it or not, in these conversations with you if they're not in an intense place in that moment. In the moment when they're really intensely emotional, empathize. When they're not intentionally emotional, talk about emotions. That's it for today's Teen Bit Tidbit. Thanks for listening. Feel free to leave a comment or a question below. Bye-bye.